Conversation with our area coaches continue as our locker room chats are back on the air. KNZA 103.9, we're getting you set for, hard to believe, it's now week 6 of the high school football season. We're talking Horton Chargers football, and that's with head coach Kyle Gerst, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, let's talk about your team. It's been a couple difficult weeks, really going back since the win against McLouth. It's been kind of a tough stretch. How much have you learned about your team, you know, coming off the back-to-back losses here to Nemaha Central and Minneapolis? What do you think you've learned about your team here in this tough stretch?
I mean, we can get back to basics with our stuff, and that's what we've done this week. We're really focused on the fundamentals of the game, because I think it's been little fundamental issues that have turned into larger issues in the games, and, you know, kind of cost us, especially that Valley Falls game, but, you know, this last week, not tackling well, not just getting away from our fundamentals of tackling really hurt us against this team. I mean, we missed multiple tackles in the backfield in the first half. Like, we had guys there, but we just didn't make the play. And so we're really focused on, like, the fundamentals of the game.
And I think that's something we've talked about in the last couple of weeks is the fundamentals. And, you know, you preach it and you work on it through practice, but then when you don't see it necessarily, you know, come to life in a game, and then you're trying to get back to it the following week, do you work on the similar, you know, same type of drills? Do you try something different? I mean, how do you kind of put something together to get that fixed?
We're definitely trying some different drills. Still focusing on the same fundamental aspects, but
right.
Obviously we're switching up kind of what we've been doing because that's been the focus and we haven't seen it. So now it's time to kind of change the approach to working on those fundamentals.
Who are some players from the start of the season to where we're at today that have really maybe kind of jumped out at you, who have maybe kind of exceeded your expectations here?
Number 20 for us, Dalton Iosi, a sophomore. He's the kid who's ended up being a two-way starter for us. He, you know, starting at inside linebacker and at tailback. Weren't sure exactly how well he was going to do on the varsity side, and he's proven to be a solid, solid player for us. Another one would be Ben Selland, who's freshman offensive lineman, who's another kid. I mean, you're playing a freshman on the offensive line, starting him week in and week out, and you're just not sure how that's going to hold up. And he's done very well. He's even been able to give us some meaningful defensive minutes in the last couple of games, especially with us getting thin up front.
And I think one people, or not one, but I think some people tend to not realize really the differences when you're playing a lot of younger kids, whether it's a, let's say, for example, you mentioned that freshman on the offensive line for you. You know, that's a 14 or 15-year-old, and then maybe on the opposite side, the opponent has juniors and seniors, and that's maybe a 17 or 18-year-old kid. I don't think a lot of people understand the true difference in the challenge it is for that younger kid to perform at a high level.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. And like I said, those two have done really well. We've got other young kids that have been playing for us. One that we're getting back this week is, you know, caught the game-winning touchdown against McLouth. Another freshman, Cooper Strube. He started both ways for us after we had an injury early in the season, started a corner and a receiver. And, you know, he's another one that's done really well for us.
Horton's back at home on Friday night. They welcome in Riley County. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Horton Chargers head coach, that is Kyle Gerst, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds, as we're coming up now on week 6 of the high school football's regular season. Coach, you step out of league. It's a very difficult challenge. A Riley County team that comes in here this week, coming off a loss to Sabetha, but, you know, they have played a very difficult schedule. Silver Lake, Rossville, Rock Creek, you know, the first 3 weeks for them. They've also played Royal Valley as well. That's their lone win, but this is, some could argue, maybe the best 1-4 team in the state.
Yeah, they're really athletic, and you watch them on film, and you're just like, this is a good football team. Like, they've played a tough schedule. They've had some bad breaks. But they are definitely a better team than their record indicates. You know, it's going to be a challenge against these guys.
Yeah, you mentioned, again, fundamentals are some things you're just kind of going back to. Really, not just this week against Riley County, but you still got Sabetha and Waubunsee, which is a very difficult stretch to wrap up the season. But here in the final 3 weeks, what are you really preaching to your boys, maybe outside of the fundamentals, and just what do you want to see kind of moving forward?
I mean, I just want to see us just give our best effort possible in everything we do from here on out. You know, if we're talking, like, scheme stuff offensively, I just want us to play our game and be solid. Defensively, I want to try and limit big plays. you know, that's what we've got to do to try and to stay in ball games and have a shot. It's limited big plays, and you know, it's going to be tough against this team because, like I said, they're explosive.
So with Riley County, it's limiting the big play, kind of getting back to the fundamental. What are going to be at least some of these keys to go out and get one this week?
That's basically it. Is, like you said, limit big plays, tackle well, fundamentals on the outside. We got to block well and just got to play our game offensively. I feel like we've kind of pressed a little bit offensively as a team, trying to make every play a touchdown when it doesn't need to be.
Well, there it is. Kyle Gersh joining us, Horton Chargers football coach. Difficult stretch to close out the season. It starts with Riley County this week. They'll play Sabetha next week, and then Wabunsee in the final week of the regular season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.